Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is risen, truly He is risen. Home sweet home. There's no place like home. Feels good to be home. Feels right at home. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ today in the passage are what I think inspired this statement when He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back, I will come again and receive you to myself, where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Prepare a place for you. Eternal home. Home is a really special place. Statements like I just said, like home, sweet home, are statements that roll off our tongue. And it makes us feel that home is a place where one ought to find a sweetness, a special sweetness, where we find love, where we find peace, where we find security, where we find safety, where one ought to not have his heart troubled at all. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. Sometimes the home is filled with hatred and unforgiveness. Sometimes it's filled with war and with danger, with vulnerability, with abuse, both mentally and physically. Unfortunately, over the last little while during COVID, domestic violence has spiked and has ever been too present in our societies. And I feel that God, over the last little while, is pleading us that we focus on our homes, that every opportunity we have, every day is an opportunity for us to prepare our homes to become a true home, a place prepared, a place where God's presence is felt, where God's love and God's forgiveness is felt every single day. You see, Jesus went and prepared a place for us. And as He went to prepare a place, we have a responsibility as well to prepare a place for our loved ones and those entrusted. And we are sure that this place that Jesus is preparing is a place that is awesome, a place that is full of love, a place that is full of joy, a place that is full of peace, an eternal home, a place where sorrow and grief have fled away. We could experience this. We could experience this as a little appetizer, as a foretaste of our eternal home. Every time we do the works that are commanded to us, when we love one another like Christ commanded us in the same chapter. As He gave Himself up and we give ourselves up, God's love starts to dwell in us and it starts to build. God's love will make a home in us. When the brokenhearted are comforted, then God will make a home within us. When people lay down their lives for one another and are not so self-centered, then God will make a home in us. When I say sorry, when I've wronged someone, or every time I forgive someone, or every time I bless instead of cursing, God's home is being built. When I seek help for my addiction or for my abusive behavior, God's home is being built. There is room for everyone. He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Make no mistakes, everyone deserves to be loved. Everyone needs to be loved. And you and I have a role today in this, which is to keep His commandment. The gospel that we heard today is from the passage of St. John chapter 14. In the same chapter, later on, He says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." It's not up to us to say deserving or undeserving. That this person is undeserving of eternal life, or undeserving of to be with us in the eternal home, or undeserving of this place or that place, or of this blessing or that place blessing. It's not for us to say undeserving. And it's also not up to us to say deserving, that this person is deserving of this punishment, whether verbally or physically, or that I just treat them like garbage because they deserve it. It's not up to us. Or to say words like, I will teach this person a lesson. That's not up to us to say. The only way that we should be teaching a lesson is by living and keeping God's commandments. Keeping God's commandments equals abiding in Him, equals hearts not troubled. You see, this passage, Jesus gathered His disciples in the upper room right before He was going to be crucified. And at the dinner table where it's known as the Last Supper, He foretold of many things. He foretold that Judas would betray Him. At the dinner table, He foretold that Judas would betray Him. And later on, He instituted the Eucharist. And then He started this lengthy farewell sermon, which we find in John chapter 13 to 17. And I'd encourage you to go all read it. And in this farewell sermon or farewell statement to His disciples, there are many teachings that are the backbone of Christianity. The discourse began with Him washing the disciples' feet. Began to wash His disciples' feet. But wait a second, did you not know that Judas will betray you? Did you not know that Thomas will doubt? Did you not know that Peter will deny you? That Andrew, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon, all will flee and you will be left alone? Yet He's giving them the hope and saying, cling on to this hope because I am going away to prepare a place for you. It is not for us to say deserving or undeserving. What is for us to be disciples and to long for the eternal home. A home has a very special place in the human heart. It seems that we all long for a home, to feel right at home. Whether it's you're trying to feel at home at your job, or actually in your physical home, or in your church community, we all have that longing. St. Augustine talks about this longing, and he says, You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until we rest in thee. The Lord tells us today, let not our hearts be troubled. That if we believe in Him, that we believe in God, and that He's going to prepare a place. He's calling us to prepare a place here, now. There's great hope for us. Maybe that we're stuck in our homes, but it's a good opportunity for us to make a home, to foretaste heaven just a little bit. St. Macarius the Great says, if a man does not keep before his eyes the joy and hope, he cannot endure afflictions or burdens or adopt the narrow way. The only way that we could get through things is by staying focused on the hope and the joy of the resurrection. To understand that He went and He is preparing a place for you and I. It's important for us to hold on to this hope, especially during these times. It's important for us to give hope to those that are entrusted and to our loved ones that live in our homes. That we make the home a place where God is dwelling. That we make the home a place where my children understand what true forgiveness is by watching the father and the mother of the house. When, you know, a husband and a wife argue and they kneel before God, before they resolve the argument, we are teaching our children that God is in control of all things. Today, for me personally, the message is about home. The message is about that it's important that we make our home what God intended the home to be, a place where we could find God's love, a place where we could find God's peace, a place where we could find God's joy, a place where my heart is not troubled, where my heart is not troubled. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.